Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
The President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, come to the annual prayer breakfast, which began under the Eisenhower administration, and for 58 consecutive years, the President of the United States has attended.
It really is a chance to reflect as a nation on this intersection of faith and politics.
We become absorbed with our abstract arguments, our ideological disputes, our contests for power. And in this Tower of Babel, we lose the sound of God's voice.
The speaker here was Mother Teresa. She gave a strong address against abortion. And then she asked to see me. And I thought, oh dear.
We have all observed the effects of feminism, leftist feminism, on the generation that brought it into being. I'm not talking about original feminism. I'm talking about feminism as it was hijacked in the late 50s, 60s, and 70s by a leftist agenda. The original feminists, all fine and good. The suffragettes, all fine and good. Leftist feminism has had an effect on those who brought it in. It hasn't been good for that generation of women, largely baby boomers. What about its influence on teenage girls today? We're going to start out talking with Pamela Geller about the influence of feminism on teenage girls. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. On this Friday afternoon, February the 12th, I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. After our conversation with Pamela Geller, we'll spend the rest of this first hour with Dr. James Peters talking about faith and reason. Then Pastor Heath Curtis will join us. On Sunday, people will be celebrating Valentine's Day. We'll remember martyr and saint from the early 4th century, Saint Valentine, find out what we know about him and how it's connected to hearts and flowers. Dr. Jeff Gibbs will join us in the last part to talk about the Transfiguration, remembered by the church on Sunday, the Transfiguration of our Lord. Pamela Geller is editor and publisher of the Atlas Shrugs website, former associate publisher of the New York Observer, and author of a recent article for the American Thinker titled 40 Years of Feminism Now Bearing Fruit. Pamela, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
What do you mean by the phony feminist movement?
Well, let me say that I'm profoundly anti-feminist because it's a phony movement. It's Marxist, Leninist in its origin. You know, it's like Ayn Rand said, it wants to have its cake and eat it too. It wants independence for women, you know, government-funded independence, supported by taxes. And, you know, nowhere in the beautiful documents of the United States of America, whether it's the, you know, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, did they separate men from women? The equal rights, we're equal. I don't need it written somewhere to tell me that I'm equal. Again, it's done what for women exactly? What has feminism done for women, except really emasculate men, rob women of their feminism? When in the real issues that face women today, the real dangers of, let's say, Islamic misogyny, the honor killings, clitorectomies, they don't touch any of this with a 10-foot pole. The real issues, the real dangers for women. No. Here in America, I don't think there's ever been a culture or in history that's been more, female philic. And it grieves me that when I was growing up, the culture was much more respectful of women, revered. Women were revered. If I want to kind of feel good about myself, I have to watch a movie from the 40s or the 50s or maybe the early 60s. The garbage that is produced today and the objectification of women as purely sexual objects, and how women have, and again, I blame feminists for this, women have accepted this kind of a subclass bitches and hoes kind of a perception in the culture. And I think I blame the feminists for that. I do. And I think that it's been a very destructive force on the family, on the self-esteem of women. And I find it very problematic. I mean, I think that the apex of this disaster is you take a real feminist, let's say like Sarah Palin. And, I mean, she is a real feminist. Whatever your view is, if you don't share a political philosophy with her, is irrelevant. Here is a woman who did exactly what she wanted, exactly the way she wanted. She raised a family. She worked. She was in the PTA. She was the mayor. She was the governor. She ran for vice president. I mean, she's a quintessential postmodern feminist. How about that? And she's reviled by the feminists. Why? Because she's pro-life. Again, I may not agree with her. I may be pro-abortion, but I can certainly respect the fact that she's the quintessential feminist. She's a quintessential modern woman. But they will deride her and make garbage out of her. They're disgusting. They're not fit to wipe her boots, those feminists. They traffic in hate. They traffic in male hate. And it's just a mask for leftism and socialist policies. That's really what it is.
You say it's been worse for men, the results of feminism. What do you mean?
I mean, we've completely emasculated men. It's unfathomable to me that the icons when I was growing up were Robert Mitchum. I want me some Robert Mitchum. Are they alpha boys? They're girls. They wax their asses. These men. I mean, we've emasculated the men. We've made masculinity an ugly thing, and I think it's a beautiful thing. I think that the men and women are different. And viva la différence. I don't think we are the same. Not at all. I think that we have we're separate but equal, and our strengths are different, and they complement each other naturally, and it's a beautiful thing. And I think it's being destroyed.
Talk a little bit about what feminism has done to teenage girls, but in particular, how it's found its way into our schools.
Well, I think the article that you are referring to, what set off this particular diatribe against feminism, was a documentary that is just, I think it's been released or it's about to be released, the name of which is Oral Sex is the New Goodnight Kiss. And that, you know, teenage girls don't consider oral sex sex anymore. Now, you might point to Bill Clinton on that, saying that, you know, when he said with Monica Lewinsky that oral sex is not sex. But it's not just him. I mean, these girls are trading in sexual favors. These girls are saying, well, you know, if you're going to do it, you might as well get paid for it. They're trading their virginity for a $1,000 handbag. I mean, what kind of a culture is this where you trade in, you traffic yourself? And this was not, you could say, well, you know, this is, you're looking at a certain subclass of society. No, it seems that the girls most prone to this sort of behavior were the prettiest girls from the most affluent families, the quote-unquote popular girls, as it were. There couldn't be a better case made for homeschooling. There couldn't be a better case made for the system failing abysmally, and at its core, the structure of any society, the foundation of any society, is the family. That is the brick on which the house is built. And once you have denigrated that, and they have, the old institution of family, mother, father, and, you know, in a stable household, has become quaint and somewhat contemptuous. Oh, let's be some nuclear family where we have, you know, Heather has two mommies, and believe me, I know I'll be accused of being homophobic. I'm so not. But there's one thing to tolerance for people, and there's another thing forcing people to celebrate it, and it's wrong. It's wrong. And I don't think the objective of schools is to introduce aberrant, in the vein of the Kevin Jennings, so the czar, the school czar, let's say, that Obama has chosen, where he has pamphlets on really deviant sexual practice. I don't know what kind of show this is, but I'm not going to even speak of it here, being introduced in grade school. That's not why I'm sending my children to school. We spend most per child. We rank 27th in the world, math and science. There's something terribly wrong. Now, I think it's deliberate. I think in order to create lemmings, you need to keep people, you need to dumb them down. You don't want people that think. You don't want individuals that believe in individual rights. You want collectivism. You want statism. And that's what you're getting in the school system. And that's what even feminism is part of, this denigration of men, this denigration of family. And what replaces it? What replaces it? A completely morally bankrupt culture, void of honor and void of virtue.
Pamela Geller is editor and publisher of the Atlas Shrugs website. She's former associate publisher of the New York Observer, co-author of the forthcoming book, The Post-American Presidency, and she's written an article recently for American Thinker titled 40 Years of Feminism Now Bearing Fruit. You'll find a link to this article, by the way, and her website under the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Pamela, thank you very much.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk faith and reason. Dr. James Peters joins us. He's authored the book, The Logic of the Heart, Augustine, Pascal, and the Rationality of Faith. Are faith and reason opposed to one another, or is there a proper servant role for reason to play in the life of the Christian whose thought and mind is guided by faith? It's unspeakable damage, isn't it? Done by feminism. In the name of helping women, in the name of lifting women up, in the name of enabling, empowering, and restoring to women their rightful created dignity, what feminism has actually done is the opposite. It has lowered women. It has robbed them of their dignity. It has over-sexualized them and turned them into the feminist worst nightmare, objects. We'll be right back to talk faith and reason with Dr. James Peters on this Friday afternoon, February the 12th. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Resurrection Lutheran, Detroit, Michigan. Bethlehem Lutheran, Parma, Ohio. St. Paul's Lutheran, Lockport, Illinois. Faith Lutheran, Columbus, Indiana. Glory of Christ Lutheran, Plymouth, Minnesota. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Arnold, Missouri. Peace Lutheran, Sussex, Wisconsin. Our Redeemer Lutheran, Cedar Falls, Iowa. Zion Lutheran, Moberly, Missouri, and Elm Grove Lutheran, Elm Grove, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org. Click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
You canceled the wrong show. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start. The foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
The CLCC has produced a new seminar to help people understand the structure of LCMS churches. So many people today are unaware of their church polity. This seminar can be downloaded for free from the CLCC website, www.theclcc.org. This is available for a seminar, a self-study, or presentations. And think about joining us. Members can download the PowerPoint version for free. Visit us today at www.theclcc.org.